Yeah, like I just went through like pretty well all the announcements up to now. And it's like there's like 17. Like I wrote post-its of like ones I'm like, yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'd play that. There are more games announced this year than I would have time to play before the next round of announcements.
I mean, that would be true if they announced one game, though. Like, just like this is the one game we're launching this year. Well, I'm out. That's entirely more games than I can play. Oh man, that's good. You have a list. I'm just going off of memory, but so we
I
just
don't trust mine anymore.
yeah. That's I don't trust my memory, but I trust my Gavin, so it should be fine. The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
My name is Gavin. I have a almost 2-year-old, I guess would be safe to say.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Man, E3. Damn. It's like, did any of us get anything right? Like from our prediction show. Well, it wasn't so much predictions as it was hopes. What did we get right?
I watched mine. It was well, the prediction was Scorpio, obviously, and then they would change the name. And your prediction was like, as long as it's nothing crazy. So, Xbox One X.
Yeah, okay. It's not crazy, but it ended up being lousy.
Lousy. There you go. The lousy side. Scorpio it was announced.
Cool. Like this.
Why not Excalibur?
It'd be so much better.
So much
Xbox
better.
One X.
X.
Why do they just triple put an X. X at the end of it? I don't understand.
Infinity. Now it's just 10.
Just 10.
Xbox 10. And not 10, just 1 space 0.
10.
I don't know. Someone got fired for that one.
Oh man, geez, no, wasting no time. Like it was just like me and Jeff were lamenting a little bit before, but I cannot remember, which, I mean, I was in the throes of sleep deprivation, so that could definitely be the case. But I mean, was last year just really nowhere near as good as this year? Like this year just seemed to be hit after hit after hit. Like that seemed like an incredible year, like really exciting. Do you guys remember last year at all?
I remember last year had a few decent announcements. Like that's where they announced Horizon Zero Dawn and a few others that were pretty solid. And turned out to be really solid.
Last of Us.
I think that was also, Last of Us. There was also the, that was like No Man's Sky. Wasn't that Pinnacle No Man's Sky? No, that was the one before it, wasn't it?
Feels like for No Man's Sky, it was like 3 years ago.
I know.
Forever like, ago.
Because that lead up to No Man was brutal. Okay, quick round table. We'll do everything we can possibly remember because there's so much to talk about, but.
Rapid fire.
First thing that comes to your mind, what is, Gavin, like, what is the, don't look at your notes. When you think of E3, what is the one that just sticks out at the top of your head?
The one that got, like, me really excited, and there was no gameplay, it was purely cinematic trailer, I'm taking the bait, but the world that was built, that I was just like, I would happily explore this world, was Beyond Good and Evil 2. That's sort of like, heavy metal esque, like crazy pulp sci-fi, Fifth Element, Space Monkey character, just like all that. It just this gritty sci-fi, but with like a hint of like cartoonishness and humor.
What do you think about the swearing? I found that really off-putting.
Well, that's what I meant by heavy metal inspired. Was that like it reminded me of heavy metal magazine, like that style of science fiction. Where it's like these crazy fantastical worlds, but they're not for kids. So like it's that fantasy juxtaposed with mature themes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the swearing was a bit jarring, but I could kind of see where they were, like the inspiration that they were getting. Because you also have to remember too, Ubisoft is, you know, they're French. If you look at like French graphic novels and French sci-fi comics and stuff like that, there is a lot of like very mature stuff, but very fantastical, whimsical environments that it takes place in. So that sort of pairing is very commonplace. So I kind of get where it's coming from, but I know to a lot of audience members who might not be familiar with that source material, would see that as like, this is weird. You have a cartoon angry pig mad at a cartoon monkey who's now swearing at police officers while shooting off the back of a flying bike.
You know what I thought of, though? I thought of Sing just with swearing in it. I was like,
the grittiest reboot.
I was like, oh God, he's going to break into song.
But yeah, that was the one that really, I guess, sort of stuck with me. I was like, oh, cool. This is fun. I like it. Because I like that sort of crazy, gritty science fiction, off the wall stuff. And I don't care if they're swearing, because like that's kind of some of the stuff like I grew up with, like some of the crazy animated movies and stuff. They're like Wizard and even like heavy metal and stuff. Like some of the stuff I really dug as a teenager, it seems to be calling to some of that. So I'll happily hit the, mute button.
I just, I put this along the lines of like Duke Nukem as far as games that like, there's no way this actually ever gets released. Like
when Final Fantasy VII does, it'll release.
Of course that will. But I mean like Duke Nukem Forever, like whatever, you know, that was like the tortured 10-year dev cycle. Yeah. Same thing for like Beyond Good and Evil 2. Like that original trailer was forever. Like I think it was like 6 years ago. And it just seemed like it's like that's never gonna release. Yeah. And like here it is, it's happening.
Well, now this studio has a revenue stream, right? Like they've got other titles to feed this project. Whereas like with Duke Nukem, like they weren't really doing, like 3D Realms wasn't really doing a whole lot of stuff, right? So they didn't have an active sort of support system to help keep the lights on. And like Ubisoft has lots of lights on, like they're doing fine. And the other one that gave me goosebumps was the Shadow of the Colossus remake.
So excited for that one.
I saw that and I was just like, yep, there it is. Like, and it was like I saw the first shot and I recognized it immediately, that bridge with the arch supports and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, I know what that is. And they're gonna get my money. Like that's all it is. So that was the other one that gave me goosebumps. And my wife makes fun of me because I never finished PS2 version. And she bought that for me, and I never got a chance to actually finish the last couple
Colossi
levels. Colossi. So she's always, busted my chops about that. So I'll buy this one. Maybe I'll convince her to buy it for me.
So you don't know the end.
Don't finish it.
I know hints of it. I've avoided it quite well.
That's good. So.
All right, Jeff, yourself. What sticks top of your head?
Dad of War, not God of War. Dad of War. It's called.
Extended. Courier mission, perfect. Not courier. What's the
escort?
Escort. Yeah. Thank you.
Extended, it's kind of like escort. Ellie and Joel. I can see it. I don't know. I thought I was done with Kratos and like the aggressive, like I suck at ripping, cut in half stuff. But man, seeing him just like angrily twirl an axe and go and like chop the spine of another like skeleton cyclops or whatever is coming at him, and that huge snake thing, I just was like, okay.
That serpent at the end was pretty cool.
Axe. Yeah, like, perfect. Right. I'm on board. Let's do this.
Your barf axe. Let's do this.
Good progression too, because like when we were young, you know, he's just this young Varel god killer guy, and now he's much like us. He's matured, he's settled down, he had himself a kid.
Much like us, you know.
Much like us. Exactly like
us. He's got a tired look on his face, he just wants to get shit done.
And plays the other god killers on a show weekly, and
so that one stuck out for me. And Mario Odyssey looks amazing. I didn't think that how they'd one up everything, but the fact that you can just soul suck any enemy and become that enemy in the game.
He's a poltergeist now. So like he's good. Just possessing everybody.
Yeah.
It's like it's not gonna be Bowser at the end of the game that you have to battle. It's gonna be a young priest and an old priest.
You'll be fighting yourself and he'll wake up from a dream in true Mario fashion and be done.
Yeah. Just pops it to Linda Blair. Surprise!
But look, they pushing the limits for sure. I didn't know what that one would be, but my kid's excited for that one. So
like when we first saw the hint of it, it was like him walking around Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's going on here? And then we see it now, and he's like possessing a dinosaur, and we're like, what?
Yeah,
is this like
sure
really like
yeah.
How does he? I didn't see the trailer. How does he possess? Does he like throw his hat on it?
Yeah, you throw your hat on anything. Hat.
All right, nice.
And then the hat makes a portal that his body can then get sucked into.
Yeah. Very scientific.
Kind of like, yeah, it's really, he's like Neo, except he never jumps out of Agent Smith. He just wears him like a puppet suit. It's like, okay, well, like the last iteration was what, Mario Galaxy, I think was the last big Mario game?
Yeah, if you don't count the
DS. The Galaxy 2?
Or yeah. Mario Land?
No, yeah, hold on, yeah, they had like three or four Mario Land 3D for the 3DS.
Cat suit and stuff.
Yeah, that was the last big one, wasn't it?
I think so. Maybe. Yeah, with the cat suit.
No one owned it.
Super Mario Galaxy 2. But like Mario Galaxy was very not this. Like, there was no segue game to bridge like Mario Galaxy and this one.
No.
Like, they just went right into it.
Yeah. He dropped some drugs and threw this against the wall and it stuck.
A lot going on. No, it's cool. Like, I'm curious to see how it is.
I won't buy a Switch for one.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think it's stellar for me, but I'm really curious to watch some people stream it. There's some wacky stuff going on. But yeah, it's weird. Seller. That's like, I saw some still shots where it's like Mario's like half stretched into like another person's body, and I'm just like, so this is it, huh? Okay. All
right. Grand finale. You can't come back after this. This is
he's now at
this is his swan song. This is the last one.
I think if there was ever a moment that Mario jumped the shark, I think this could
be. Yes. Definitely. Yes.
Sombrero Mario.
Very good.
So good.
Yeah, so for my... Yeah, so for myself, I'll... firstly, I'll mimic the Shadow of the Colossus. I never played it. Never owned it, never touched it, which is... It so would have been my jam. And the entirety of my gaming life, I've always looked at it as this missed opportunity. Two ships passing in the night type of thing. Because like,
it's your white whale. And then now they're gonna be like, it'd be like, yeah, this white whale you've been chasing all these years. Yeah, $80. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, 80, yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, I don't know, maybe. Shoot, that's right. They're probably going to do that. Damn.
For sure. If it doesn't have the development cycle of the Guardian, the Last Guardian or something.
Well, luckily there's probably a lot of, maybe not like tech architecture that they can bring over, but as far as the overall design doc, like the elements and how the mechanics work and stuff, they're going to keep a lot of that true to form. How they execute on the back end might change entirely because we're like, what, two generations away from the previous iteration. So I don't see a lot. They won't just do a straight up port probably, but like
multiplayer.
Exciting too, just because I know how much it stressed the PlayStation 2. Mm-hmm. Like I heard like some really bad lag sometimes, like when you get into the really huge guys. So like the thought that this will be perfect fidelity, like no lag, like it's so excited for that. That one's gonna be exciting.
Your wait paid off. See, Trevor, exactly. Wait is good.
Patient
waiting
gamer.
Is good.
No, buy it first day. Caution of the wind.
Here's your lesson, Trevor. You waited for Shadow of the Colossus, and now you're gonna get the pristine experience.
Yeah, it just took ten years. Like what a
10 years.
Like a fine scotch. It keeps getting
long
better.
Lesson to learn.
Yeah. That was so. But speaking of VR and diving right in, I think Skyrim VR was out of like that. That's got to be one of no title, I think, in the VR, anything for VR currently, as far as like the PSVR, has like that type of depth. Like the thought that you could, and this will be a real test for the system, I think, but like the thought that you could put in like 100, 200 hours into Skyrim in your VR headset, though. Mm-hmm. Like any of the current games, they don't have that type of depth. Like I was, you know, hoping and really wanted Elite Dangerous because it has that type of stickiness, like that type of ability like to go over wherever you want, but like to think of Skyrim and everything that it can do, but just like strapped to your face.
At what point you're gonna get a passport because now you're living in this world like for hundreds of hours.
and then like also to like the immersive Skyrim part where like
in me enough to strap it to my skull.
It's like put it right in my eyes. Man, but the move controller thing too, as I understand, like you have like so your two hands will be the two move controllers, so you'll have like your sword and your shield, And like when you cast the magic, you'll be actually throwing your hands around.
Yeah, you have two options. I think you have the DualShock as well as the controllers, which is good because who wants to hold that forever? Like you're just like this the entire game.
There's no way. It feels like that'll probably be a little annoying eventually. But man, taking some swipes at some dragons,
ice fire.
So that's a little bit incredible to me. Like the thought of something that deep in VR is they hadn't done it yet, and there it is. Like that is.
Your optometrist is gonna love you.
Oh yeah, man! It's just like there goes the surgery. Like, gonna have a top up every year now, Trevor. Yeah, please.
Yeah. This is stuck snow tires, man. You don't have to come in every year.
Man, we're holding this together, chicken wire, man. You got to stop doing this.
Go to the one in game. Just go to the optometrist in the village and Skyrim.
What do you have to say for yourself, Trevor? Oh, like, all right, get out of here.
All right, you've had enough. Go on.
You're done. You're not welcome. You've had enough. Kick this guy.
Think of all the books you can read, all the digital books just in game. You're just flipping the pages.
Book simulator. 4 hours in the library.
Trevor's fixing a chair in VR now. Like, this is, like, it's not Fallout quite, but it's pretty close. He's going to be doing quests and errands for people.
Well, that was like, so Fallout VR was announced, but just not for PSVR.
Yeah.
And I don't know that the system would handle it.
Yeah.
Like, probably a little too deep. Skyrim works on everything. How long is that game? How long have they milked that? Like, Skyrim's been, what, like 10 years?
It's six.
Like that, yeah. It's the same reason they haven't done, like, that's why there's no like new Elder Scrolls kind of like being announced or in the works or things like that. It's just like, why? Like we're doing just fine.
We did it. Printing money
to other consoles. And it's like, I'm sorry. My hands are too full milking this cash cow for everything it's worth.
It'll be mobile next. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Skyrim for the Texas Instrument is going to come out in a year.
Yeah. I mean, like Skyrim for the Switch, and that was a big deal. And people were like, yeah, Skyrim on the Switch. This is great. And you're like, man, that's an old game, man. That's so.
But it was a really well crafted game, and like the art direction in it did a lot with what tech they had. Like, there's a lot of really cool effects that really weren't too taxing, but were really convincing. So there's a certain thing about that game, and that's the one thing I think Bethesda does well with like its Skyrim and Fallout games, which are, you know, they run on those same engines and stuff, is that they tend to do a good job with the broad strokes. Like they treat it like a painting. So it's like you step back and you see that, like, oh yeah, this is a convincing thing. But if you really like squint and look, and it's like, oh, that draw distance has some issues, but no, that's not what it's meant for. So you sit back and take it all in, take in that vista, and that's where the game really shines. Like if you really get like your nose up to things, like you start to see the zipper and the monster. But you know, for the most part, the game does a good job with the broad strokes, and I think that translates well generation to generation. That's why even Oblivion is still a pretty fun game to play on the PC. Like there's still some nice choices, there's still some very pretty moments in it, and that thing was like an Xbox 360 launch title.
So why don't we rip through let's see, okay, really quick, so what did we get so wrong? There's no skate game.
Nope.
No boxing game.
Nope. There's Wolfenstein. That was one prediction.
So there you go,
that one.
Got a Wolfenstein, new name on the Xbox.
Yeah. Didn't get Final Fantasy VII. Wasn't even mentioned. Oh, we had fishing instead. We got fishing. Virtual fishing.
Finally. That's what I want. That's what's always been missing.
Yeah.
You know, for the price of like a PSVR, like basically the VR setup you would need for the virtual fishing, you could probably buy like a small boat with an outboard motor.
Guaranteed.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Get yourself all the equipment you need, and probably even like, you know, like the roof rack for like a small, like you could buy a canoe, a roof rack, like a tent, portaging supplies, bait and tackle, like everything for the same cost, but you wouldn't hurt any real fishies.
Does the boat, Does the fish finder on the boat run Skyrim though?
Yeah.
Answer is
yeah. Probably. Probably. Yeah.
The
it's like the new the VR headset just releases black flies.
God.
Like they just pour out and storm you.
But Gavin, why don't you so I don't have some notes to steal this stuff, some other stuff that was launched.
Well, I made a list.
All right, why don't we run through some of those?
All right, do you want me to just rip through it like an auctioneer, or are we going to do it like bullet form really fast?
Well, we can do...
No, just hit it, and then like if we have anything to say about it, we will, but...
All right. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really good. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Far Cry 5. You have a dog that fetches you guns. That's really awesome. I'll take it.
Man, I hate dogs in games. The only one I ever liked was Fable, like Fable 2.
No, it's boring.
I hated the one in Fallout 4. Hated that dog. Not hated, just like I don't want to deal with this. Like, this is a hassle.
No, I don't. If the dog does his own thing and just brings me a gun once in a while, I'm good.
Invincible dogs.
Crackdown. I'm excited for that because the other two are fun. Just jump around a city and pick up orbs. I like that. And I'll probably get it on Windows.
This show, go.
Oh, yeah, no. Crackdown. It's fun. I like it.
No, I thought you had another point that I cut you off, which I probably did.
No.
And now I've done it a second time. No, I didn't see the demo. I don't know if you guys saw the demo, but they're like, on that one, they are talking about an unparalleled amount of like city destruction that's never been seen. Like, I think apparently, like, you can just like level any building.
That was before. Yeah. I don't know if they do that now. Didn't look like it.
Oh, because they drop out the feature.
The cloud stuff, right? Before that was last
stuff. I just remember, like, so generally you'd run around these things and you can throw 1,000 rockets at a building, nothing happens. But what I had understood from this crackdown was that you could just destroy anything. Anything on the map could just be absolutely demolished.
I think you might be right.
I don't know if that's in there anymore though. What they showed it was didn't to me look great. It looked like it was scaled back a little bit.
How do I say this? It didn't look
good. I don't know. It looked like it was an older game. I know it's cel shaded and all that stuff, but it didn't look like it was blowing socks off people.
Yeah, I think there's actual building destruction in this one now. And I think that's why it looks scaled down in regards to some of the other elements. I think it's got some of that like
because Battlefield can do
faction,
that.
Red Faction Guerrilla kind of mechanics to it. But I think they had to take a hit in some of the... Because I think it's the thing where it's like if you tip a building down and it hits another building, like they can kind of domino. So you have a lot of physics going on. So they were like, okay, well, we're... And they always went for like a cel-shaded look. And I think what happens when you have cel-shaded and it gets a really, really high fidelity, then you hit an uncanny valley where it just looks like
kind
of copping out on the graphics. But it's like, well, no, they're...
It's not jaggy.
I'm trying to go for the comic book style, but they're not jaggy anymore. So now it looks kind of real, kind of not.
Yeah.
So I think they hit a really awkward state because like the first one had a cool comic book cel shaded style, but it also worked well with resolution. I think now with the high resolution, they didn't up brushstroke size.
Mm.
So now it's like a thinner brushstroke and you don't notice it anymore.
Yeah.
So anyways, I've always enjoyed the Crackdown games just in general. They've always been, they're a fun city traversing game, same as with Spider-Man, which I'm really excited about because that web slinging looked boss. Dead of War, Detroit looks interesting. I'll keep an eye on it.
The ER guy, Grey's Anatomy guy.
Yeah, exactly. Monster Hunter. I've never played a Monster Hunter game, but now I want to.
Looks kind of cool.
Which system is that for?
I think all of them.
Sony. But yeah, Monster Hunter is coming in on, I think, everything.
Yeah, never. Again, one of those things where that sounds like, especially from like a younger me, would have like just ate up that game, but never touched it.
Yeah.
Jeff, have you ever played it?
No, I think it was on the Vita or something. So it's something I didn't have.
They've had a lot. It's kind of like a Dynasty Warriors. There's been like so many different like weird little iterations and stuff. Yeah. Days Gone, another zombie bear game. Same with Metro Exodus, which I've enjoyed the Metro game, so I might check that one out. Skull and Bones, basically Assassin's Creed Black Flag Pirates. Minus the assassins, so I'll take it. The Last Night. That's kind of like this Blade Runner
cool
voxel pixel game. I think you guys might have seen it too. It looks really cool. Like, I'll play it. It's atmospheric as I'll get out.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 2, self-explanatory. Cuphead. Yes.
Finally.
Finally.
It looks so good.
I'm actually looking forward to Shadow of War, Battle of Middle-earth, because I enjoyed the other game. That was fun. So I'll run around and chop up orcs. Why not? Take that, Uruk-hai. Call of Duty, World War II.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited for that because I did really like what the Call of Duty games used to do with World War II. I always found them very exciting, kind of whack-a-mole roller coaster rides.
Yep.
Star Wars Battlefront. I kind of want to play it because it's got a single player now, so sign me up.
Yep.
I think that's most of my list.
Battlefront 2, I actually pre-ordered. Because it's the $50.
Wait, you pre-ordered
Battlefront
2.
And Red Dead 2.
And Red.
Wow. Well, $50. I don't know. It's never going to be that price.
See, the best part, what I liked is you're about to say you can't go wrong, but just stop yourself.
No.
Because it can go very wrong.
Battlefront 2, because I'm learning from Trevor's mistakes. My kids love Star Wars. And it's, if I don't get that game for them just to like fool around with Kylo Ren.
Oh yeah, it's for your kids. Those, yeah.
I will totally break their hearts. So. But on my list, Metroid. Not only the 4, but the remaster for DS, 3DS, which I'm going to borrow my kids' 3DS and play the crap out of that.
Nice.
What other one was there that was really cool? I'm not so sure about Sea of Thieves. I thought that was kind of like the No Man's Sky of things, but I don't know. Looks kind of cool, but I can see it being, I don't know. People don't play nice online. Assassin's Creed. I haven't been to Assassin's Creed since Black Flag, but Egypt, I don't know, something about having like the Anubis statue and pyramids and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Egypt sounds pretty cool. Like that's a cool place to go to. That does sound interesting.
So I'm not sure.
A lot of their focus has been like Europe and the New World for like the last few games. So for them to kind of go back, like, you know, like the original Assassin's Creed was kind of all around like the Middle East and Jerusalem and areas like that. So to kind of go back that geographical direction and then a little further.
Yeah.
That could be exciting. And it might also tell a little bit more of the story of like all the other crazy stuff, hence the subtitle on it. It's like, yeah, okay.
It's kind of neat.
Anything else for you? You want to start talking about PSVR?
Super hot VR. There you go.
Yeah, man. So, it was huge. So, super hot. I don't know. I was never particularly piqued by it, but it really does seem interesting. That seems to be a really interesting experience to be in a virtual world. Doom VR.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems terrifying. Like, just like that'd be, it feels like it'd be way too intense.
That seems like your eyes would bleed at the end of it. Like,
that seems a bit much. I don't know. They also had what they're calling teleportation movement.
Oh.
So you don't actually walk around. You kind of just point one of your sticks and like choose where to go. Then you kind of just like show up over there. But
for Doom?
For Doom. Yeah, that's the thing, right? So there's a really interesting one called Moss. It's just this little.
Yeah.
That one was neat.
See, I think I think somebody figured it out where they do a full game based around Robot Rescue from the PSVR Playroom.
Yes, and I was going to say, people need to play that one, though, because when you see it on screen, it looks like, meh, you're just leading around this mouse and you're directing a shiny thing. But if in VR, it's nuts. Like, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, a true platformer, especially like a charming one, that looks awesome for that reason. Because after playing Robot Rescue, I've been waiting for like an actual platformer where you get to like control a little person. So that seems like a lot of fun. Let's see, Doom, obviously Skyrim VR, which incredibly excited about like that. Can't believe they pulled that one off. There's this one racing one actually. So it's kind of like, if you remember the old Micro Machine Racers.
Oh.
So it's something to that effect, except that, so you're up here in the world and you're like staring down at the track and you're controlling what it would be kind of a miniature car on a crazy course. but relatively confined. So as opposed to you being behind the car and just classically, or even being in the car, like you're looking down on it as if you're controlling it on top of a table and like zipping around. So I like it for that kind of unique angle. Otherwise, none of them, after that, I think there's another like four, I think, announced. There's like a mech shooter thing where you're in a big machine, like just run, Archangel, maybe it was called.
Okay. They need Mech Warrior, man. If they did that. Mech Warrior.
Yeah, it seems like a missed opportunity on that one. But either way, so you're a big robot guy. And apparently, again, if you had the move controllers, it looks like you control the hands. Although that might have just been a cutscene where you're like looking at your own hands. And
they have that in like every VR demo cutscene. It's like, oh, yeah. My hands.
It's like,
it's happening.
Virtual now.
they had a different platform where it kind of seems like you're just, it's flat. Right, so it's just like in front of you, and your guy's like just kind of running around. And again, from that, I'm very interested in that perspective because that feels like kind of a really calm, cool version. There's another one. There's another one that I think it's currently out for Vive. Something like it's an RTS. It's a card-based RTS, but in VR. And I'm gonna search that card-based RTS.
RTS is a good one for VR too. I forget what demo I played on the PSVR where you were kind of like that god above the island and you would direct people. It was almost like a RTS style gameplay. It's kind of neat how you can spin the world around like that.
Nice.
And 2D screen. So.
Okay, can't quite find it. But anyway, so they did. But again, I think it's just something where it's really interesting they're playing with that perspective, because you're looking down at the map, at the classic RTS map, then as opposed to trying to zoom around and you're like actually reaching out and kind of grabbing these guys and you're throwing over this one, and then they're having this mini war, like what ostensibly is like right in front of you on the table, right? So again, just like, it's not the gameplay in many ways. I don't think there's anything particularly crazy about a lot of these titles we're talking about, besides, I mean, Super Hot obviously, and but just it's a unique perspective and enjoying that, like from the like virtual reality part of it. So, yeah,
I will say
awesome.
Another addition, not VR, but Undertale. If you have not played Undertale, it's coming to consoles, at least PS4. I'm sure all of them. Undertale, great game. You have to play it.
I've been meaning to play that one.
Don't read up on it though.
It's in my Steam library. It's sitting there.
Yeah, is it? No, it's good.
But now
we have long time.
Or a wish list.
That's a good one to do.
Undertale. Wait, was Undertale announced for consoles? Like that's why you're bringing it up, random thought?
No, it was announced for at least PS4. I'm sure it's across all of them. Mm-hmm. But they had a neat little collector's edition thing.
Hmm. So you guys gonna buy an Xbox One?
No.
X. XL, like just like.
No, I said $449. They had to do $449 US, and they did $499.
They lost you.
$599 Canadian.
$50 too much, and you're like, "Well, I'm out."
Nope.
Well, it's also too I know myself personally. I'm on the fence about like, do I want an Xbox or do I want to upgrade my PC? And I think I'm leaning more towards upgrade my PC just because. The exclusive library that I'm seeing on the PC, or sorry, on the Xbox, there's not a lot on there that I'm like, ooh, I really want that system for that I can also get on the PC. And especially now that they're doing a lot more cross-platform of Windows 10. I don't need, like, the Xbox is becoming less of like this is the only portal to this content. And like the PS4, it's satisfying my needs for a lot of the stuff that I want to play on consoles. There's a lot where it's like, I kind of want to get back into playing on the PC just because there is a convenience factor too. It's like, it's right there. And, if there's something that my wife wants to watch on TV or if there's a movie she wants to see, like, you know, she can do that. And I'm in the same room still and I can do my thing. And yeah, so... I don't know. There's not enough about it to really. And that's the thing, too, is it's like these partial jumps. Like, if anything, the announcement of the Xbox One X Sorry, I really have to think.
Right? It's just ridiculous.
Like the PS4 Pro, like that was just boom, easy, off the tongue. Just
yeah.
There you go. Just add Pro at the end. But yeah, this incremental upgrade system, like I understand their inspiration probably came from like cell phones and how it's like, you know, the iPhone 6S. And it's like, now it's got a marginally better camera, so scrap that thing that's barely out of the box and get a new one. That business model coincides with like service provider plans. So a lot of times,
oh God, don't mention it. They're going to do that next.
But that's no, that's the thing is I think that it might not work. Is it's not like you get, it's not like you can tie your console to your internet service provider yet.
Well, what about Xbox Live? What if you're like 120 a year gets you Xbox Live and a console? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what if you did like Xbox Live Pro? Or I guess for them, it would be the Xbox Live X. And
whoa.
I got to stop talking. They're probably taking notes. But yeah, it's like you pay them like you would, like, you know, TELUS.
Yeah.
Or like any other cell phone company. And it's like, yeah, because like honestly, the cost of the console now is about comparable to the cost of an iPhone.
It's getting
and
there.
Yeah, and less, like, if they did like a monthly subscription system to like you get online gaming plus like the whole Xbox Netflix thing and this and all these other features, and you're paying them similar to what you would as like a bare bones cell phone subscription.
Yeah.
And it's like that's the new model. And it's like you can upgrade, and it's like, oh yeah, I want to upgrade my console. Like, okay, you would trade in your old one, and then you can buy this upgrade one for like $50. You know, it's like you're gonna probably see that model, and then you'll have people like me who are just gonna sit back and wait. Be like, yeah, I'll grab that previous model for a third of the price.
And I'm still holding out that they'd figure out the streaming thing, because the on my TV, it's a Sony, and you can set up what do they call it? I don't know if it's like the PS View or the they basically have game streaming on into the TV directly, and you hook up a PS4 controller in your TV and you're playing PlayStation games streamed online. So that there's no console involved, right? No. Like now, you know, terrifying as far as the thought that like, you know, you lose internet connection or the bandwidth like you would use up in any decent gaming session, but
we're not there yet.
But it's curious that you mentioned this thing with PC, and I think there's been some, I can't call it revival, that's not, because it's never really been anywhere, but I think there's it feels like there's more awareness of how great a gaming PC can be. But despite all of that, nothing to show at E3. And it's not as if they say E3, you know, the console only show, but somehow it very much ends up being that never. No big announcements for a PC game. Well, I mean, it feels console focused. Like I'm sure, obviously, some of the games are coming out. This will be for Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. But
doesn't Valve have a presser like later in the week or something?
Oh, do they? See that?
Some E3s they do. I could be wrong though. I could be hallucinating or something. But that's
they
the
do
thing
have a
too,
PC is, thing.
Yeah, like they usually do have a PC presser. It just doesn't get as much like promotion because there's not that like
who's the company? Yeah,
you know, it's like PlayStation has like Sony behind it, like Xbox has Microsoft behind it, Nintendo is Nintendo. PC is like an amalgamation of all these other smaller companies, publishers and distributors, and so it's not that like unified force of like a multinational corporation kind of being like, this is our presser. It's like, yeah, okay, everybody, let's just show up and hope that we get this kegger going, just BYOB. Like, it has a different vibe to it. There's still content, but because there's not like the general patent of like a Reggie, you know, you get that a bit with Steam. I think that's one of the few like unifying things, but I you don't really have that. I think Steam's the only one looking at doing like a living room box for PC gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you have like the other distributors. It's not like Humble has a presser, you know? even though like the Humble Store is one of the most popular PC markets right now, with the exception of Steam, but they're like Apple. We kind of just like, yeah, of course, they're at the top. They've had the foothold on it for forever. But,
yeah. I'm surprised companies get their own pressers, though. Like, why does EA and Bethesda and Ubisoft?
Oh, the publishers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I guess anybody that wants to like, pay for it, I can go ahead and like,
yeah, that's the thing. Well, actually, everybody can do their own thing too. Like, Devolver had this.
Devolver, yeah. Oh my God.
Their presser.
Watch that one.
Presser, it was just like them having a good laugh, and it trolling. Was trolling. Good. It was trolling hard, and it was wonderfully executed. I got a good laugh out of it. Just
oh, wait, like, making... was it honest? Like, I heard that was bad, but. Like it was a joke. Like they were actually.
It was a big, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
big joke. Like expensive joke.
Sort of like Tim and Eric, you know.
And like they watch it.
Stock, they had stock footage of an audience. Like they didn't really have an
audience. Yeah.
Like, it was all... okay. That's and pretty. They recycled stock footage. Like they used the same shot over and over again.
Did they even announce a game, or was it just like?
Yeah, I think they had a couple games in there.
Had some, a couple, like just yeah, a couple shots. Suda 51 had a cameo. Yeah, no, it was good. It was kind of a nice little refreshing palate cleanser, kind of being like looking at the ridiculous nature of some of these events, like how Sony had like people in zombie costumes hanging from the ceiling, in like pyrotechnics, you know. And it's like
just games, there's this one shot where it's just like it's an overhead shot of the audience and then the stage, and then you say pyrotechnics, but it's like there's just this one flame in the middle. It's like it's just like what? Like and, was that a miss? Like was that an accident? And the rest whoops, didn't go off? Or like or here comes the trailer.
Quiet, please.
No smoking, please. No smoking.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, with that, on that note, let's go ahead and wrap it up for the week. The last words though. So Jeff, you've already pre-ordered Battlefront 2.
Yep.
Based on E3, like based on the announcement. Was it announced before E3? That was announced before E3.
Before E3.
I think it was based on the price.
Yeah. Okay. It was price and Star Wars Universe. I'm good.
Yeah. So you're gonna do is like reduce it to around the $50 range, and Jeff's right in.
It doesn't matter what it is. Market $50, give me it.
Yeah. Super Pony Adventure, $50.
No,
stunned. $50, sure.
Star Wars. If it was Super Star Yoda Wars. Adventure, then yeah.
Yeah.
So Gavin, would you see yourself putting down any bucks for a pre-order based on any of the E3 announcements?
Maybe Wolfenstein, just because I really enjoyed the other one. I don't know. I'm very weary about pre-ordering anymore.
Yeah.
Just because the thing is too is like I could pre-order it, but even if I get it day of, it's gonna be a few weeks before I get a chance to play it anyways. So there's no reason why I can't wait for the dust to settle, and get a better understanding of is this game really going to be for me? Not even a matter of like is this game going to be good, but more just a better understanding of reviews and be able to read them and be like, is this going to meet my craving that I think the game's going to meet? Because there have been times where I've read a review and realized that, oh, this actually isn't what I was hoping it was going to be. Like Strafe, for example, I was really excited about that game, but I didn't pre-order it. And it wasn't until after launch that I realized that it was procedurally generated. And I'm like, oh, it's a roguelike. Yeah, I was
walks away slowly.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I just backed up into a shrub and disappeared. So yeah, I think just I got time to wait. I'm not in any rush. I have a list of 17 games that raised my eyebrows this E3. I am probably not gonna play all of them, but I have 17 things that got my attention. And that's not including the backlog of stuff I want to play, that's already out and been out for a while. So I don't know, the need to pre-order, like before pre-ordering was like, I got to secure my copy so I can play it day of launch. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't play things day of launch anymore. So like, I think the last pre-order I did was exactly what Jeff did, was take advantage of an E3 sale.
Yeah.
It was like, I get a I think it was Fallout 4 and Just Cause 3 for like a ridiculously good discount. And it wasn't as much of like the needing it day of. It was more of just a factor of like, oh, I'm getting these for a song. Like I'm getting these for a price discount that I normally wouldn't see until at least 6 to 12 months after launch. Yeah. So I might as well do it now. So,
but nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, very much on the line as far as pre-orders. The only one I was very happy with was with No Man's Sky. I was like so excited for that, and even like all the problems with its launch, like I enjoyed the hell out of that one. That was great. But I think No Man's Shadow of the Colossus, just the, like you said, my white whale as far as gaming goes. And it's like,
don't let it slip away.
Yeah, gotta get in on it. But yeah, I'll probably. A purchase.
But that's also like a legendary game. Like you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. They somehow ruin it. How did you do this?
Like it'll be multiplayer. That's how they ruin it. It'll be multiplayer.
Oh no!
Yeah. It's Animal Crossing.
10 guys hanging off a giant.
Yeah. Okay, that would actually be pretty funny. It requires at least 50 dudes.
The players just, down.
Yeah, the giant's just shaking them off like a wet dog.
Oh, now it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, now you say it like that. Okay, maybe that's not a bad. That's a mod. That's
one player's controlling the giant.
Yeah. Oh man, and they're in VR.
There it is, right? There. Just like
running. Oh. I know Sony's spying. Are you guys taking notes?
Man, I hope so. Xbox One X. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to find us, you can get us at our website, newdadgaming.com. You can also find us on our YouTube channel as well as iTunes, Google Play Podcasting Store, and anywhere else that podcasts are found. We appreciate a like, a share, and passing around, especially new dads who game. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
My name is Gavin. I have an almost 2-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
All right, gents, we'll see you next week.
See ya. Bye.